The Burton Lady Panthers softball is on air tonight for their second playoff game against Shiner. It is made possible by Bluebell Aquatic Center, Congenital, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Sales Master Cleaning and Mulching, Burnham Collision Center, Burton Veterinarian Clinic, Dahman & Associates, Plan North Architecture, Sandtown Catering, Carmel Electric, St. John's United Church Car Construction, Citizen State Bank, TNT Car Wash, Burton Friend and Neighbor, Glen College, PDM Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Willow Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Trenton Tucker, BVR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Burton National Bank, Tillman Construction, Master Skies, Tellier Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Pape Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Service, The Paint Warehouse, Coaches Insurance, and Burton Chambers of Commerce. We'll be right back with Steven and Tommy and the pregame right after these words from your sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
So, welcome back to game number two now as we get set for game number two action here. Pre-game action for game number two. We're going to have a little discussion and talk about how the pitching and the defense for the Lady Comanches was extremely well, extremely good, and did a great job of playing an aggressive style of defense that kind of puts a little bit of pressure on the Lady Panthers. Lose that first game 8-2, so just got to come back out in the second game, flush that game, get it out of there, start it all over. Both teams came in on big winning streaks. One of them was going to have to end, so your winning streak for the Lady Panthers is over now, so you got to start a new one. So just got to flush that game, get it out of your system. Looks like warming up over in the Shiner bullpen. They'll see a different pitcher this game. Haven't got the starting lineups yet from either team. Assuming that batting lineups are probably going to be pretty close to the same as what we saw in game number one. But with that, we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll have more of our pregame after a few words from our sponsors.
Dude.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
And welcome back here to Yoakum High School as we're in regional championship Class A Division II. So winner of this series will advance on to the state semifinal games that will be held next week. So advancement out of this series, you're in the top four in the softball bracket of the 2A Division II bracket. So both teams out on the field now as they get set, warming it up as we get ready for game number two. Game number one goes to the Shiner Lady Comanches 8-2. So Burton Lady Panthers looking to stay alive here, need a victory to force a game three, which game three will be on Saturday over in LaGrange. So we'll shift venues on Saturday should there be a game three. So Lady Panthers looking to make that happen as both teams get set to go here. Lady Panthers out throwing down the right field line, the Lady Comanches over at the left field line. They're playing a little hacky sack over there right now. So Lady Comanches really loose over there and tossing the ball around after winning game one. So with that, we'll be back with more of our pregame for game two after a word from our sponsors.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Let's go Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton. B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
And welcome back as we're here at Yoakum High School. Umpires have made their way out to the field. They're having a little meeting of the minds here at the plate as we get set for game number two action. Tommy made a run for me over to the concession stand, brought me back a Snickers and a Coke. Appreciate that.
Hey, you get it. You know, Snickers and a Coke go a long way sometimes.
Yeah, Snickers and a Coke is like the supper of champions when you're at the ball field. It's either that or nachos and a hot dog like we had over there.
Exactly.
So we're having a meeting at home plate here. Look, probably get first pitch going here pretty soon. So we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to Yoakum High School as we get set for game two action. Burton Lady Panthers losing game one, 8-2. Having a meeting at the home plate with coaches and umpires as we change up the umpiring just a little bit. As we'll have a new umpire behind home plate as we go to game two. Lady Comanches will be the visiting team in game two. Burton Lady Panthers will be the home team. So as they get set here for action, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers! All the way to state! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panther softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
All right, and we're back set for game two action as the Burton Lady Panthers will be on defense first. On the mound this game for the Lady Panthers is going to be Lacey Brazier. So Lacey Brazier will move over to third base. Lacey Brazier comes on to the pitcher's mound. Everything else still the same for the Lady Panthers on defenses. We're ready to start game number two here. So leading it off for the Shiner Lady Comanches is Haley Raddick, and she'll step in here and she'll take ball one up and outside to start it off as the Lady Comanches lead it off here in the top half of the first inning. So one ball, no strike pitch is on its way. Going to be up and outside for ball two. So two ball, no strike count on Haley Raddick. So Lacey Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. Her 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be up and out for ball three. So quickly behind.
I'll tell you what, Stephen, we don't want to do that. We don't want to get that leadoff runner on.
No, quickly behind the leadoff hitter, three balls and no strikes. So Brazier's 3-0 pitch is up and hits the backstop. And leadoff walk for Haley Raddick. She starts it off for the Lady Comanches here in the top half of the first inning. So that's going to bring up to bat Riley Fluitt. Fluitt had a big game in the first game. And we're assuming Fluitt has a sister playing, too, who also had a big game down there, Reagan Fluitt, who had some big hits for them in the first game. So first pitch to Riley Fluitt is up and high for ball one. So five straight balls here from Lacey Brazier to start the second game here. We're just underway in the top half of the first inning. Runner on first base, drew a walk. So one ball, no strike pitch on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. So took a little bit off of that one that time. Threw a changeup in there for a strike.
I'll tell you what, good job there by Lacey coming back to get a strike. You know, you're back even with the batter now.
Yeah, got to get back even here, get back into the game, get into the count. So the 1-1 pitch on its way from Lacey Brazier is going to be just up for ball two. Much better pitches those last two pitches, Tommy. She first four or five balls, maybe a little amped up here for game two, up and away, missing high and out. So two ball, one strike count on Fluitt. 2-1 pitch on its way. This is up for ball three. So three balls and one strike now on Riley Fluitt. Fluid will step out, get a sign from her coach over there, gets back in the box, runner over at first base. Nobody out here, top of the first inning. Lady Comanche's batting first. And that pitch is just off the outside part of the plate for ball four. So two straight walks here to start it out for Lacey Brazier on the mound. And Layla Ellis is going to go out there and have a few words with Brazier, try and settle her down just a little bit. She's missing Tommy kind of up and away on those pitches a little bit.
Let the catcher handle it now. You got three and four hitter come up. You don't want anything to happen now.
Yeah, it's going to bring up to bat for the Lady Comanches, Addie Siegel. So Siegel will step in with runners at first and second base. We're just underway here in the top half of the first. Game number two, Lady Panthers lose game number one, 8-2 to Shiner. So needing a win to force a third and decided game on Saturday. So already a big spot here in the top half of the first inning for the Lady Panthers. So umpire puts the ball back in play. Brazier's first pitch coming. It's going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike here to Addie Siegel. Riley Fluid over at first base. Haley Braddock over at second base. So 1-0 count on Addie Siegel. That 1-0 pitch is coming, and it is up and out for ball two. So Brazier having trouble finding the strike zone here early on. Top half of the first inning. Two runners on, both reached base on walks. So Siegel will hit 2-0. 2-0 pitch is down in the dirt. This will advance the runners up as it gets by Ellis. So runners now at second and third base with nobody out. 3-0 count on Addie Siegel.
I tell you what, if you put this runner on, I think Coach Thorne needs to make a little trip to the mound.
Yeah, might have to make a little conference out at the mound here. So 3-0 count now on Siegel. Siegel, big, tall, lanky, right-handed batter. 3-0 pitch is going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball four. So that's going to load the bases here in the top half of the inning, and Coach Zorn will make a visit. So as he makes this visit, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, pitching mound visit is over with. We're set for play here. Stepping in the bat is Lauren Springfield, and she bats with the bases loaded, top of the first. First pitch to Springfield is up for a ball. So one ball, no strike count, one out. Excuse me, nobody out. Bases are loaded. So Springfield batting here with the bases loaded, top half of the first.
You don't need a base hit now.
And next pitch swinging in a foul down the third baseline, out of play. So that'll even up the count. One ball, one strike. So a big swing there by Springfield. Just hits it foul down the third baseline.
I tell you what, good pitch there by Lexi. Had the hitter off balance, had her way out front.
So Brazier back on the rubber. 1-1 count. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Top of the first. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Threw a changeup in there on the 1-1 pitch for strike two. So one ball, two strike count now on Springfield. So Springfield steps in with the 1-2 count, bases loaded. And Brazier's 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is a up for a ball. Evens up the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Burton Lady Panthers in a jam here, top half of the first inning, bases loaded, nobody out. 2-2 count on the number 4 hitter, Lauren Springfield, for the Lady Comanches. Pitch is on its way. That pitch is just up for a ball. So that's going to run the count out full. Springfield Tommy thought about swinging on that one and kind of laid off that pitch there a little bit. So
pitch was up.
So pitch up just a bit. So full count. Pitch is on its way and swinging. And this is a hot shot over the short. Can't knock it down. This will trickle out into left field. So 2 runs in for the Lady Comanches on the single by Lauren Springfield. Springfield just absolutely crushed that ball. So we'll have a courtesy runner come in for Springfield.
Gracie or Grace Nevlid.
So Grace Nevlid on to courtesy run for Springfield, who'll be the was pitcher in game one, be the pitcher in game two. So runners now at first and second base, nobody out. 2 runs in for the Lady Comanches here in the top half of the first inning.
I'll tell you what you do not want is you do not want this to get out of hand in the first inning.
Yeah, we witnessed that firsthand in the Cub playoff action that we had last Saturday for you where they got down 6 and had a tough time coming back from that deficit. So need to stop the bleeding right here and get an out. So pitch on its way. This is up and out for a ball. So up to bat now is Coley Polacek.
So Chloe. Okay, you've done some Burton girls, evidently, correct?
Correct.
Okay, is Lacey capable of coming in relief?
And there's a smash down the third baseline. This is going to score a run, goes all the way to the fence in left field. And 2 runs score down for the Lady Comanches as they jump out to the early 4-0 lead here on the Lady Panthers. So just an absolute smash down the third base. So Lacey Brazier.
Tell you what, it's Lacey's lucky it didn't knock her hand off.
Yeah. So stepping into the plate now is going to be Reagan Fluitt. Nobody out, runner at second base. That pitch to Fluitt is in there for a strike. So no ball, 1 strike count here on Reagan Fluitt. So Fluitt with a big game in game one. Bats here with a runner at second base. Shiner on top, 4-0. There's a swing and a foul ball down the third base side. So quickly, no balls and 2 strikes on Reagan Fluitt.
I tell you what, Lexi Kane would change up again and had Fluitt way out front.
So Lacey Brazier up on the count this time. No balls and 2 strikes. First time she's worked a hit here. A little bit of trouble with control, leaving the ball up a little bit. So the 0-2 pitch is on its way to Fluitt. That's going to be outside for a ball. So it takes the count out to 1-2. So Fluitt a step out. She's back in the box. Brazier on the rubber. The 1-2 pitch is on its way. And that's going to be just missing for a ball. So close pitch there is going to even the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
I believe you could rob a bank in Shiner.
Guys, there's a lot of fans here that are in purple. They're out in the left field fence area all around us to the left third base side. The 2-2 pitch on its way. This is outside for ball 3. So 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Reagan Fluitt. So runner out at second base, nobody out yet in here in the top half of the first. Shiner has 4 runs on the board already. So next pitch coming to Fluitt. It's going to be swung on. It's a pop-up right here between third base and home plate. Third baseman Lexi Brazier comes in, squeezes it for out number one. So fly out to third baseman for out number one. Going to bring up to bat Cammy Cohen.
So, tell you what, that was big to get that out.
Yeah, so one out in the books here, top half of the first. So Cammy Cowan up the bat. First pitch coming, swung on. This is hit out to Amaya Williams in center field. She's up against the wall, makes the catch at the wall for out number two. So fly out to center field for out number two. Deep fly, Tommy. Out there.
I tell you what, her glove was against the wall.
Yeah. Reaches up right above the 200 sign there in center field and makes the catch.
So big out.
So two outs now, brings up to bat Kaylee Kupka, or Kupka. So first pitch in there is going to be just off the plate outside for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Kupka. Runner out at second base, two outs. We're in the top half of the first inning. Lady Panthers down 4-0 early. Next pitch in there for a strike. Evens up the count in one ball, one strike. So the Burton baseball won their first game against Port Aransas over at the field behind us, 13-0. They're on the alternate stream, so next pitch, 1-1 pitch, is going to be down low for a ball. So it takes the count out, two balls and one strike. So Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on the call on the alternate stream. So 2-1 count now on Kupka. Two outs in the inning, runner at second base. 2-1 pitch on its way, swung on, hit hard, foul to the coaching box. Coach unable to field that cleanly, but knocks it down.
Let's go, Coach. You kept it in front of you. That's the key.
So 2-2 count now. Two outs. Runner at second base. Top half of the first inning. Lady Panthers trailing it 4-0. 2-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on and popped up to shortstop. Huntsman settles underneath, makes the play for out number three, but for the Lady Comanches, they'll score four in the top of the first, and your score is 4-0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Go fight, win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
And welcome back here as we start the bottom half of the first inning. So leading it off for the Lady Panthers is going to be Lexi Brazier. She'll step in with the Lady Panthers trailing at 4-0 as the Lady Comanches able to score four times in the top half of the first inning. Tommy, we kind of talked about this in the Brenham game the other day. Don't need to get them all back here in the first. Just need to get some runners on base. Get a few runs on the board, you know, make it a little more competitive than what it is right now.
You know, what you don't want to do is you don't want to put up a zero. If you can get something, make something happen in this inning, it'll be a plus and you can move forward.
So first pitch is down for a ball to Lexi Brazier. So Springfield on the mound again, game two for the Lady Comanches. That 1-0 pitch is going to be down low for a ball. So seeing a lot of patience here for the leadoff hitter, Brazier, here. A little bit different zone for the umpire here. He's got a little bit tighter zone than we had in game one. So 2-0 count here on Lexi Brazier. She leads it off for the Lady Panthers here. And that 2-0 pitch is outside for a ball. So three balls and no strikes now on Lexi Brazier.
Totally different strike zone in this game.
Totally different zone as the had a change with the umpires here, new home plate umpire. So 3-0 count on Lexi Brazier. Springfield's 3-0 pitch on its way, and that's going to be in there for a strike. So it takes the count out to three balls and one strike.
I thought the other pitch was better.
Yeah. Probably one of those automatics there on 3-0 there, you get it close. So 3-1 pitch on its way. Swung on, hit hard out to center field. This is going to be nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice catch out there by the center fielder on the hard hit line drive by Lexi Brazier. So thought that might get over the center fielder's head, but she's able to get back a couple steps, puts her glove up, and makes the play.
She made the ultimate mistake of an outfielder. Your first step should be back. Her first two steps were forward, and that ball hit by Lexi was really hit well.
That's going to bring up to bat Amaya Williams. So Williams, first pitch swinging. She hits it down to third base. Fair ball knocked down. Will not be able to get Williams over at first base. So Williams on first base. Going to bring up to bat second baseman Paige Fritch.
Tell you what, a little uncharacteristic there, the third baseman. She played such a whale of a game the first game.
This time knocks it down on the line, unable to get the throw off in time to get Williams at first base. So runner on for the Lady Panthers. First pitch to Fritch is in there for a strike. So got a little bit of a timeout here on the outfield as the shortstop goes in over to the dugout. I'm not real sure, Tommy, what all that was about there, but she sprinted in there pretty quickly. And now she's back out.
Is that a sun issue?
Maybe a sun issue over there at second base. Get some sunglasses for the second baseman. The sun is setting behind us, so they're looking kind of directly into the sun over on the right side.
We got 30 minutes, and it'll be a little bit different.
So 0-1 pitch on its way to Fritch is going to be down for a ball. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Maya Williams over at first base. One out in the bottom half of the first inning. Lady Panthers trail it 4-0. 1-1 pitch on its way. That's up for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Seeing a lot more patience out of the batters here to start this off for the Lady Panthers, working the pitches. Springfield pitched the entire first game. See if they can get some more pitches on her here. So swung on by Fritch. Hot shot to third. They'll throw over to second for one. Back to first. Not in time. So out is Amaya Williams at second base. Safe on the fielder's choice over at first is Paige Fritch. Nice play over there by Fluid at third base.
That is number 11.
So brings up to bat right fielder Natalie Hody. So Hody steps in with two outs now. Runner over at first base.
Again, Shiner doing the basics there, getting the lead runner down at second base.
So first pitch to Hody is down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Natalie Hody. Paige Fritch over at first base. 1-0 pitch on its way to Hody. It's swung on, base hit down the left field line. Left fielder cut it off. So single for Natalie Hody. Fritch will pull in the second base.
Good piece of hitting there by Natalie. Got a pitch a little on the inner part of the plate, and she just drives it over the third baseman's head.
So that's going to bring up to bat catcher Layla Ellis. So Ellis will step in here. Runners first and second base, two outs. Ellis, a left-handed batter. So first pitch is on its way to Ellis. Is going to be down low for a ball. So kind of a little bit different alignment in the outfield for Shiner. They got their left fielder that's playing about five or six steps off the left field line. They play Ellis to hit the ball to the opposite field here. So 1-0 pitch on its way. This swung on, hit. Shortstop can't knock it down. This is going to score a run as Fritch is around third. Throw in the third base is not in time as Natalie Hody slides into third. So one run on the board for the Lady Panthers here in the bottom half of the first inning. Hody advances to third on the single by Layla Ellis. So runners first and third base.
Number 13, Lacey Brazier.
Going to bring up Lacey Brazier. So Lady Panthers get a run back. 4-1 now in the bottom half of the first inning. Runners first and third, two outs. First pitch coming to Brazier. Going to be down low for a ball. So chance here for the Lady Panthers to get another run with the runner at third base. So two outs now. 1-0 count on Brazier. 1-0 pitch coming. Going to be swung on, hit, foul. Coach Zorn with the play over there in the third base coaching box. So Brazier will step back in, 1-1 count, two outs, runners at first and third. 1-1 pitch is on its way to Brazier, is up high for a ball. So two ball, one strike count now. So Lady Panthers looking to add some more runs here in the bottom half of the first inning as they trail it 4-1. So 2-1 pitch on its way to swung on and popped up right here by the catcher. Catcher's back at the screen and makes the play for out number three. But for the Lady Panthers, they do score one. And your score after one inning of play, it's Shiner 4, Burton 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And welcome back here to Yoakum High School as we're in the game two of the regional championship game between the Shiner Lady Comanches and the Burton Lady Panthers. So Burton trails it here in the top half of the second inning, 4-1. Game number two. Game number one went to the Shiner Lady Comanches 8-2. So Burton in a win or go home situation here in game number two. Trail it early. 4-1. So Lacey Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. As they get set, ready for action here in the top half of the second inning. So Ellis with the throw down to second base, and we're ready to get underway here. Leading it off in the second inning is going to be Taylor Koshin for the Lady Comanches. So Brazier just needs to come in, settle down a little bit, Tommy, and make a few pitches here and get some quick outs, get back in the dugout, hit again. So
what she just needs to do is, you know, go back to making good pitches and watch what the umpire will give her. He was giving her those low strikes a while ago. So
first pitch coming, that's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count now on leadoff batter Taylor Koshin for the Lady Comanches. So Brazier with the 1-0 delivery. That's going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So pretty good, much got to put it almost right down the middle to get a strike call here.
Oh, no doubt about that. The one thing, though, that he is giving that low strike.
Yeah. So 1-1 pitch on its way from Brazier. It's going to be called a ball. So two balls and one strike now on Taylor Koshin, leadoff batter here for the Lady Comanches in the top half of the second inning.
You're going back to the top of the order. What you don't want to do is you do not want to get Koshin on first base.
So next pitch is going to be up high for ball three. So three ball, one strike count now on Koshin. Try and get a strike in there, prevent the leadoff batter from getting on. So top of the lineup in the first part of the top half of the first inning, scored four runs in that top half of that lineup. So 3-1 pitch is going to miss for ball four. So leadoff walk for Taylor Koshin. Going to take us back to the top of the lineup to Haley Raddick. So Raddick, the center fielder, made a whale of a play out there in center field. Keep Lexi Brazier off the bases back in the bottom half of the first inning. So runner at first base, nobody out. First pitch coming, that's going to be down low for a ball. It gets away from Ellis, and going down to second base will be Taylor Koshin.
I'll tell you what, for young ladies, you got two pretty good center fielders today.
Two pretty good center fielders playing against each other here today.
They could definitely play for me.
So Raddick back in there, one ball, no strike count, runner over at second base now, nobody out. That 1-0 pitch misses up for ball two, so two balls and no strikes. So Brazier behind here, runner at second base, nobody out. We're in the top half of the second inning, Lady Panthers trailing it 4-1. So 2-0 pitch on its way, swung on and foul over to the third base dugout. So take the count out, two balls, one strike.
Becky way out front on that one.
So big swing way out in front, hits it into the dugout down the third baseline. So Brazier back on the rubber, 2-1 pitches on its way to Raddick. And that swung on, hit out to right field. Natalie Hody coming in, and she'll make the catch for out number one on the fly out to right field.
Yeah, well, that's a big out there.
So big out there for the Lady Panthers here. It's going to bring up to bat Riley Fluitt. So Fluitt steps in. Runner out at second base. One out now. So first pitch to Fluitt is going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So count one ball, no strikes. One out, runner out at second base. So Brazier's on the rubber. She's going to give her 1-0 pitch to Fluitt. That's going to be right down the middle for strike one. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Fluid a stiff out. She steps back in the box. Brazier is set. The 1-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be up high for ball two. So two balls and one strike. So Riley Fluid, the third baseman for the Lady Comanche, steps back in. 2-1 count, one out. 2-1 pitch on its way to swung on, hit over to third base. They go to second, and they'll throw it away. Throw over to third is not in time. So reaching on the fielder's choice is Fluid as Lexi Brazier tries to throw over to second base to get Taylor Koshin, who was off the bag. Throws it out in the right field. Natalie Hody quickly up the ball, holds the runner over at third. So first and third now, one out, brings up Addie Siegel. So first pitch to Siegel, swung on, hit down to Brazier at third. There's a play at home plate, and it's going to be thrown away. Gets by Ellis, so everybody will advance up. So throwing error on the throw to home plate.
Two errors in a row.
So two errors in a row there on the Lady Panthers, and that's going to get a visit from Coach Zorn. And with that visit, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors. And Coach Zorn out on the mound talking to the players out there, trying to get them to get inspired to make the routine play as they'll break up the conference, and Lexi Brazier gets back out on the mound. Stepping up to bat for the Lady Comanches is going to be Lauren Springfield. So Springfield to bat with runners at second and third base with one out in the inning. One run in for the Lady Comanches as they lead it 5-1 in the top half of the second inning. So pitch on its way. This is a fly ball out to right field. Hody's going to drift over, make the catch. Tagging are the runners. Throw home, not in time, cut off by the pitcher. So sacrifice fly for Lauren Springfield. And that's going to advance Addie Siegel over to third base. So two outs now in the inning. Two runs home as the Lady Panthers are peeling second base. And umpires will say safe. So sacrifice fly for Lauren Springfield.
The thing of it is, Stephen, you get one to help yourself out a little bit, but then you come back and give up two. That's not going to work.
Yeah, you're going to have to clean it up a little bit on the defensive side for the Lady Panthers. So the first pitch swinging is Chloe Polachek, and she'll hit this one all the way to the left field wall. So stand-up double for Polachek. So Polachek now 2-for-2 with two doubles on the night. It's going to bring home another run for the Lady Comanches as they now lead it 7-1 here in the top half of the second inning. So that's going to bring up to bat Reagan Fluitt. So Fluitt will step in with runner out at second base, two outs in the inning. First pitch swung and missed. Way out in front of the off-speed pitch there was Fluitt.
Well, Lacey came back with changeup again and had Fluitt off balance.
So no ball, one strike count, two outs, runner over at second base. 0-1 pitch on its way, down low in the dirt for ball one. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So we're in the top half of the second inning. Three runs in this inning for the Lady Comanches. And next pitch is up and outside for ball two. Takes the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. So Lady Panthers trail it 7-1 in the top half of the second inning. So Brazier's 2-1 pitch is outside for ball three. So that'll take the count out to 3 balls and 1 strike. So Fluitt steps back in the box. 3-1 count, 2 outs. Brazier's 3-1 pitch is swung on, hit over to Huntsman at shortstop. She's up with it on the wood at first for out number three. But for the Lady Comanches, they'll score 3 in your score at the end of 1.5. It's Shiner 7, Burton 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
And welcome back here to Yoakum High School for regional championship action between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Shiner Lady Comanches as we get set to start the bottom half of the second inning. Leading it off for the Lady Panthers is going to be shortstop Aaron Huntsman. So Lady Panthers down 7-1 here in the top half of the second inning. So Huntsman will step in to lead it off here as we get set for bottom of the second action. So Lauren Springfield on the mound for the Lady Comanches. And first pitch coming to Huntsman is going to be swung on. A little tapper over to third. Third baseman up with it. Throw on to first base for the out. So one pitch, one out for the Lady Comanches here in the start the bottom half of the second inning. It's going to bring up to bat for the Lady Panthers first baseman, Melanie Wood.
Fluitt picking up right where she left off at third.
Yeah, so Fluitt over there playing a really good third base for the Lady Comanches. So first pitch to Wood is going to be taken outside for a ball.
Catcher tried to frame that one, but a good 6 inches outside.
So one out here for the Lady Panthers as they bat in the bottom half of the second inning. The 1-0 pitch is going to be called a ball. So 2 balls and no strikes on Melanie Wood for the Lady Panthers. So Wood a step back in with a 2-0 count. Springfield on the rubber. That 2-0 pitch on its way, and this is going to be in there for a strike. Takes the count out to 2 balls and 1 strike. So one out here in the bottom half of the second. Lady Panthers need base runners. Try and cut into the 7-1 lead. Next pitch is going to be check swing foul. So evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 count on Melanie Wood. One out here. Bottom half of the second inning. So Springfield's back up on the rubber. Her 2-2 pitch is on its way to swung on. Base hit down the right field line. This is going to be cut off by the right fielder out there. And up with it, and quick throw in. It's going to hold Wood over at first base with a single. So good job out there by the Shiner right fielder to cut that ball off before it could get by her. Otherwise, that's a sure double for Wood.
No doubt about that. Good piece of hitting there by Melanie Wood. Got a pitch on that outside corner. Just went with the pitch over the first baseman's head.
So going to bring up to bat number 8, Kelly Landrenault. So Wood over at first base now, one out. First pitch is on its way. That's going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Landrenault. So Springfield back up on the rubber. Landrenault's going to step out, call time here at the plate. Reset. So she'll step back in with the 1-0 count. 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. So evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So Wood over at first base for the Lady Panthers. Reached over there on a single. 1-1 pitch to Landrenault. It's going to be swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch for strike two.
That was that brutal changeup again.
So Springfield has an excellent changeup. Threw that changeup there, and Landrenault out in front on the swing. So one ball, two strike count, one out. Wood over at first base. So 1-2 pitch is going to be up and out for ball two. So that'll even up the count in 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Came back with changeup again, sailed outside on her.
Sailed a little bit on the outside was that pitch. And so 2-2 count now, one out. Runner over at first base. 2-2 pitch is on its way from Springfield. That's going to be down low for ball three. So that'll take the count out to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Lady Panthers just need base runners here. Get some people on. They got the top part of the lineup coming up after Landrenault.
Got to make sure you don't go for a bad pitch here.
So 3-2 pitch is on its way and swung on and missed at strike three. As going down to second base will be Wood on the drop by the catcher. So Landrenault, a strikeout victim for out number two. It's going to take us back to the top of the lineup for Lexi Brazier.
A good smart base running there by Melanie Wood. Ball popped out of the catcher's mitt. And,
Lexi Brazier.
Gets down to second base in scoring position.
So Melanie Wood over at second base now with two outs. Lexi Brazier steps in. So first pitch coming to Brazier. Going to be outside for ball one.
Came back with that changeup again, and it sailed out on her.
So threw a little bit of an off-speed pitch in there. And this time misses outside. So one ball, no strike count, two outs, runner at second base. 1-0 pitch on its way, down low for ball two. So 2 balls and no strikes. So Burton just got to keep it close. I think the longer you go, the tired that Springfield's going to get on the mound. Just got to put some activity on the bases here. 2-0 pitch is swung on. Tapper foul down the third baseline. So threw that changeup again, and Brazier out in front of that one. So it takes the count out. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 outs, runner out at second base.
Definitely want to get Lexi on here.
Get Lexi on.
You got what you want coming up.
Maya Williams on deck. So 2-1 pitch is on its way, and that's going to be outside for ball three.
So Shiner faithful's a little upset, but that ball was outside.
Shiner fans not agreeing with that call. That call ball just missed off the outside part of the plate, so takes the count out, 3 balls and 1 strike. So 2 outs, 3-1. Springfield's 3-1 pitch. It's on its way to Brazier. Swung on, hit down the left field line, just foul. So Brazier with the line drive, just foul down the left field line. It's going to run the count out now. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
you know, she's in that leadoff hitting position for a reason. So 3-1 was not close with those three balls that she pitched. Now,
so 3-2
to be a hitter.
3-2, two outs here. 3-2 pitch is on its way, and it's swung on and fouled back into the screen. So Brazier staying alive up there. So Melanie Wood out at second base. She had a single. 3-2 count now on Lexi Brazier. So 3-2 pitch is on its way. And that pitch is swung on, hit high, out to left field. Left fielder's going to settle in, make the catch for out number three. So for the Panthers, no runs. And your score at the end of two innings of play, it is Shiner 7, Burton 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
And welcome back to Yoakum High School as we get ready for action here in the top half of the third inning. And mark your calendars, the 2026 UIL State Softball Championships take place May 28th through the 30th at Ridd and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Scheduled spectator and ticket information can be found at uiltexas.org/softball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/softball. So as we get ready to start play here in the top half of the third inning, Lady Panthers are trailing at 7-1. So score from over on the baseball side there in the top half of the fifth inning over there. Burton also trailing over there 2-1, but they did win the first game over there 13-0. If you want to hear that game, they're on the alternate stream with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on the call over there. You've got Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange over here on the softball side as we get set for the leadoff batter for the Comanches here in the top half of the third inning. Cammy Cowan will step in. She's 0-for-1, flat out to center field. Her first time up, hit a ball deep to center field. Maya Williams caught it right on the wall. So first pitch coming to Cowan is going to be in there for strike one. So Brazier hit no balls and one strikes on Cammy Cowan. So Lacey Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. The 0-1 pitch from Brazier is on its way. It's going to be down low for a ball. Evens up the count, one ball and one strike. So 1-1 count. Leadoff batter here, top half of the third inning. Shiner Lady Comanches leading it 7-1. 1-1 pitch from Brazier swung on and missed for strike two.
Beautiful changeup.
So threw a changeup bottom, just fell out of it right at the plate. So Cowan swings right over the top of it. So that'll take the count out to one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 pitch from Brazier is on its way. This is swung on. Tapper at the plate will go foul.
Ow.
Took that one off the foot, toe, or shin or something there, Tommy.
It'll be sore tomorrow.
So Cowan a step out. Umpire give her a little bit of time over here.
But do you know what? she didn't even think about walking it off. She just got back and said, let's go. Let's play ball.
Got out of there, took a deep breath, said, let's go.
Yeah.
So Cowan's back in the box with a 1-2 count. 1-2 pitch is going to be outside for ball two. So evens up the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes to the leadoff batter here in the top half of the third inning for the Lady Comanches. So Frazier on the rubber. She's got her sign from Ellis. 2-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up and out for ball three. So it's going to take the count out to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 count on Cammy Cowan. So Frazier on the rubber. 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on, hit over to third.
Oh, what a
Lexi
play.
Frazier up with it on the first base for out number one. So nice play over at third base by Lexi Frazier. She throws out Cammy Cowan over at first base.
Tell you what, ball hit really, really well.
So hard hit ball down there to third base. Frazier up with it. Strong throw over to first base. Melanie Wood over there for out number one here.
Hey, maybe that's a start for a good three up, three down inning.
Need a little spark here for the Lady Panthers. That's going to bring up Callie Kupka. First pitch into Kupka is going to be down and in for a ball. So 1 ball, no strike count. 1 out in the inning. So Kupka steps back in. Frazier with the 1-0 delivery. It's going to be up and out for ball two. So 2 ball, no strike count on Callie Kupka. So 2 ball, no strike count. 1 out. We're in the top half of the third inning. 2-0 pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled into the dugout over on the third base side.
Kutka way out front on that one.
A little out in front of that pitch. Cooper, her first time out, flat out over to the shortstop. So 2-1 pitch from Frazier is on its way. That's going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball three. Going to take the count out to 3 balls and 1 strike. So Kupka with a hitter's count right here, 3 balls and 1 strike. So Frazier with the pitch, swung on, hard hit ball, foul down the third baseline. So it takes the count out to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 count, 1 out, nobody on, top half of the third inning. So Frazier back on the rubber. 3-2 pitches on its way. Swung on, smashed by the shortstop. Going to get out all the way to the wall in left center. Kupka's going to pull in the second base with the double. So 1-out double for Kaylee Kupka.
Well, I tell you what, that's one you didn't want to lose.
No, and that's going to get a visit out to the mound by Coach Zach Zorn. So when Zorn comes out, he's going to have a little conversation with his pitcher out there, talk it over a little bit, and looks like we're going to have a pitching change. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studios for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
And welcome back here to Yoakum High School as we have a pitching change for the Lady Panthers as Lexi Brazier will come on over from third base and come in to pitch. Takes the place of sister Lacey Brazier, and Lacey will move over to third base, and Lexi's going to hit on over to the dugout real quick before we get ready for play as she gets set for action here as we're in the top half of the third inning. One out, runner at second base. Lady Panthers trailing at 7-1 here in the top half of the third inning, so Lady Panthers need to get out of the inning, get back over here. A lot of softball left to play. Get back in and get some at-bats in, try and scratch some runs out. So stepping in for the Lady Comanches is going to be nine-hole hitter Taylor Koshin. So Koshin reached on a base on balls her first time up. And she'll step in here against Lexi Brazier. First pitch coming from Brazier is going to be inside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Runner over at second base, one out in the inning. So Koshin steps out, steps back in. Brazier's 1-0 pitch is going to be down and in for ball two. So two balls and no strikes on Koshin. One thing the Lady Comanche hitters do, Tommy, is they step out a lot, you know, take a lot of time at the, up yes. in the box. So Brazier's 2-0 pitch, this is swung on and tapped foul for strike one. So Koshin again will step out down there. Check with her coach.
I think third base coach is telling her you went for a pitch out of the strike zone.
Looked like she might have fouled that one off her foot a little bit, too. She's shaking that foot around. So she'll step back in here with a 2-1 count, one out. 2-1 pitch on its way. He's going to catch the outside corner for strike two. So two balls and two strikes now. One out, runner over at second base. So Koshin, the number nine hitter for the Lady Comanches. 2-2 pitch from Brazier, swung on, hit over to the first base side, knocked down by Fritch at second, on to first base for the out. Moving up to third will be Kaylee Kupka on the put out over at first base, 4-3. So that's going to bring us to the top of the lineup to Haley Raddick.
Yeah, good base running there by Kupka. Ball hit to the to the right side of the infield, moving over to third.
So Brazier's first pitch to Haley Raddick is going to miss down low for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Raddick.
Good speed down there at third also. You don't want to pass ball now.
So 1-0 pitch from Brazier is going to be an off-speed pitch that's down low in the dirt, blocked there by Ellis. So it takes the count out to two balls and no strikes. Two outs, runner over at third base. Top half of the third inning, Burton trailing at 7-1. So 2-0 pitch from Brazier's on its way. That's going to miss just outside for ball three. So three ball, no strike count. Haley Raddick. Raddick's 0-for-1, had a fly out to right field her last time up. Reached on a base on balls back in the first inning. So 3-0 pitch is on its way to Raddick. That's going to be in there for a strike. So three balls and one strike now on Raddick. Brazier back on the rubber. Got her sign from Ellis. That 3-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be down low for ball four. So base on balls for Haley Raddick. She'll hit on down to first base. Puts runners on the corner. It's going to bring up to bat Riley Fluitt. So Fluitt will step in. Runners on the corners with two outs.
Okay, what do you do, Stephen? Two outs. She's going to be running, I can assure you that.
And runner first stays and swing and fouling it back is Fluitt.
Wow.
So,
little hit and run?
Yeah, little hit and run over there maybe. So I'm sure the runner will be on the move here with the first and third situation and two outs. So Fluitt steps back in. Pitch is on its way. That is in there. Strike two. So no balls and two strikes.
Tell you what, Blue's being consistent with that strike.
So 0-2 count, two outs, runners on the corners. Big pitch coming here for Brazier. So got her sign from Ellis. That 0-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on, hit back up the middle. Knocked down by Fritz, but unable to corral it over there. So scoring on the play will be Kaylee Kupka. So Fluitt to reach over there on the play up the middle. So he's going to bring up to bat Addie Siegel. So runners now, first and second, two out, one run in for the Lady Comanches here in the top half of the third. Takes the score out to 8-1. So first pitch coming to Addie Siegel is taking down and in for ball one. So one ball, no strike count to Siegel.
Tough part of the order here, too.
Lady Comanches in there, three-hole hitter up the bat right now. Next pitch is in there for strike one. So evens up the count, one ball and one strike. So two outs, runners at first and second base. So Lady Comanches have scored in the first three innings, lead it 8-1. Pitch on its way is a tapper over to third base, and Brazier will pick it up, step on third base for the out. And that'll do it for the top half of the third. And your score, it's Shiner 8, Burton 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Let's go, Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red.
And welcome back to Yoakum High School as we're in the bottom half of the third inning. Lady Panthers coming up to bat. They'll have Amaya Williams, Paige Fritch, and Natalie Hody up for them. As we get set here, they trail it 8-1. Tommy's been all shiner so far in both games so far today. Just too many mistakes made by the Lady Panthers. Got them down here 8-1 in this game, and a couple mistakes in that first game kind of got them 8-2. So as we go here to the bottom half of the third inning, we get set for action. So Amaya Williams leading it off here.
Let's go, defense!
Up to bat, number 3, Amaya Williams.
So Williams reached on a single back in the first inning. She'll step in here against Lauren Springfield. So first pitch coming to Williams. Big swing and a miss at the fastball up. So count no ball and one strike on Maya Williams, leadoff batter.
Maya liked that pitch.
Wanted to hit that one. So next pitch is swung on and missed.
So and then she comes back, you know, throws her a fastball right at the letters, and then she comes back with a changeup. Boy, I tell you what.
So no ball, two strike count on Amaya Williams. So 0-2 pitch on its way, swung on. This is fouled over to the right side. That's going to be out of play. So off the top of the first base dugout, keeps the count at no balls and two strikes. So Lauren Springfield pitched the entire first game, still on the mound here in the second game as we're in the bottom half of the third inning. Lady Panthers trailing at 8-1. So 0-2 count on Amaya Williams. 0-2 pitch on its way, way outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes.
I don't feel as though she wanted to go that far outside.
So one ball, two strike count, 1-2 pitch on its way. Williams takes that off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So 2-2 count now.
I'll tell you what, came back with a changeup again, trying to keep Amaya off balance, pitch off the outside corner.
So trying to keep Amaya Williams off balance with that off-speed pitch. 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and fouled back into the screen. Keeps the count at two balls and two strikes. So Williams, the leadoff hitter here for the Panthers in the bottom half of the third inning.
Doesn't seem as though that bomb that Amaya hit off her just bothers her a whole lot.
No, they have not pitched around her a whole lot. They're just going right after her. So two ball, two strike pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is hammered out to center field.
Ron.
And that is way gone. So home run for Amaya Williams to lead it off here for the Lady Panthers in the bottom half of the third inning. So threw a pitch out over the plate. Amaya Williams just reaches out there, taps it, hits it over the high wall in center field for a home run to start it off for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the third inning. Tommy, I told you a little bit about her before we started this game, and Maya Williams, just a powerful hitter for the Lady Panthers. So second home run of the series now for Maya Williams. That's going to bring up Paige Fritsch.
Batting number four, Paige Fritsch.
So, you know, I don't have any issue with pitching to her. Just don't get her a pitch up over across the middle of the plate.
So first pitch to Fritsch is taken for strike one. So
there
no
she worked herself. She was actually ahead of Amaya there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then threw a couple of balls. And, you know, I'd have kept the ball down low inside around the knees. And
so next pitch coming to Fritsch is swung on and missed for strike two. So no ball, two strike count now on Paige Fritsch. So one run on the board here in the bottom half of the third for the Panthers. They trail it 8-2 now. And swung and fouled back by Fritsch. Keep the count at two balls and two strikes. So Fritsch a step back in the box. 0-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and hit out to left field. Going to get over the shortstop.
Oh,
she'll
goodness.
Make the running catch. Thought that might get over the shortstop's head, but she's able to run back on there and make the catch in shallow left field for out number one.
She's made several good plays herself.
So defense continues for the Shiner Lady Comanches as they played an all-around good defensive game in both games so far. So that's going to bring up the bat right fielder Natalie Hody.
So far what they've done is they haven't hurt themselves.
So first pitch is in there for a strike to Hody.
Natalie with a single, her last at bat.
So the 0-1 pitch is swung on. This is hit out to center field. Center fielder's got a bead on it, and she'll squeeze it for out number two. So two outs in the bottom half of the third inning. He's going to bring up to bat catcher Layla Ellis.
Ellis with a single and an RBI, her first time at bat.
So Ellis steps in with nobody on and two outs. First pitch coming, swung on and missed by Ellis for strike one. So we're in the bottom half of the third inning. Lady Panthers trail it 8-2 in the bottom half of the third. So Springfield's pitch, off speed. Ellis going to roll over on this, hit it to the first baseman. She'll take it herself for out number three. Lady Panthers score one, and your score at the end of three. It's Shiner 8, Burton 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to Yoakum High School for regional championship action between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Shiner Lady Comanches. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. Lady Panthers trail it 8-2. So leading it off for the Lady Comanches is going to be Lauren Springfield. So Springfield a step in, leadoff hitter in the top half of the fourth inning.
Up to bat, number 13.
So on the mound for the Panthers is Lexi Brazier. So Brazier is on the rubber. Springfield steps in, and we're set for play here in the top half of the fourth. First pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is hammered out to center field, but Amaya Williams is there to make the catch for out number one. So hard hit fly ball out to center field. Williams catches it about a step in front of the wall for out number one. Tommy, she wasn't wasting no time swinging it out.
I tell you what, she got a pitch what she liked, and she hit it very, very well, but just not quite well enough.
So that's going to bring
you up. You have another good center fielder out there.
Bring up to bat Chloe Policek, and she's going to take ball one up and away.
Now, she has been a nemesis in this game, too.
Yes, the 4-5 hitter has really caused some fits. Here's a little flare back to the mound, caught by Lexi Brazier for out number two. So fly out back to the pitcher for out number two. He's going to bring up to bat Reagan Fluitt. So Fluitt steps in with nobody on, two outs, two quick outs for the Lady Panthers here in the top of the fourth. First pitch swinging, hit down the right side. This is a miss foul by about 6 or 7 feet down there. So line drive down the right side just goes foul. So that'll run the count
out.
That
was one of those fading line drives.
It's one of those fading line drives, and with that wind blowing in from right field, it kind of kept it up closer to fair territory than you'd like down that right field line. So 0-1 count on Fluitt. 0-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be up and away for ball one.
It would be nice here. The Lady Panthers throw up a zero here.
Get a 3-up, 3-down inning here. Get back in the dugout over there and get some batters going. So next pitch is going to miss just inside for ball two. So 2-ball, 1-strike count now to Fluitt. So Lexi Brazier right back up on the rubber. 2-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on, hit down the third baseline, just foul.
Oh, Blue shaking his head. I should have made the play.
Yeah, umpire tried to make a play on that down the left field line. Fumbled it a little bit over there. So 2-2 count now on Fluitt. Two outs, nobody on. So 2-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up and out for ball three. So 3 balls and 2 strikes on Fluitt.
You don't want to lose her now.
No, pretty good little groove going for Lexi Brazier this inning. 2 quick outs. Looking for the third out of the inning. 3-2 count, 2 outs. 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play over to the right side. So count of stay here at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Play here, top half of the fourth inning. Lady Panthers down 8-2. So just got an update from over at the baseball field. Burton boys trailing it 3-1 in the top of the sixth. And that 3-2 pitch is going to be inside for ball four.
Not anything lost, but you really didn't want to get a good inning going for you.
Had a good inning going there and loses her on the 3-2. So Fluitt a walk over to first base. Brings up the bat Cammie Cowan. So Cowan steps in. Runner over at first base. 2 outs. First pitch is on its way. Swung on. Line drive. Paige Fritch has got it for out number 3. So that'll do it for the Lady Comanche. So no runs that inning. And your score after 3.5. It's Shiner 8, Burton 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenduratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
And welcome back here to regional championship action here over at Yoakum High School as the Burton Lady Panthers trail it 8-2 as we start playing the bottom half of the fourth inning. Leading it off for the Lady Panthers will be Lacey Brazier. First pitch coming to Brazier is going to be down low for a ball. So 1 ball, no strike count to Lacey Brazier. Lady Panthers, Tommy, needs some base runners here. Get a little action going in the bottom of the lineup. Maybe they can roll it over to the top, try and get some runs.
So just peck away one or two at a time.
1-0 pitch is swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch right there on the outside part of the plate.
Came back with that changeup again.
That's going to even up the count. One ball, one strike. So Lacey Brazier steps in. 1-1 pitch on its way. Up high for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Got some time left in this game. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. Just need to peck away a little bit. A couple runs at a time. Two ball, one strike pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for strike two. So that'll even up the count 2-2.
Came back with that changeup again, knee high on that outside corner.
So two ball, two strike count to Lacey Brazier. 2-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is hit over to third base. It's going to be just foul. So Lacey a trot back over to home plate from first base with a 2-2 count. Leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the fourth inning for the Lady Panthers. So 2-2 count. Lauren Springfield on the mound for the Lady Comanches. Pitch is on its way. It's going to be out off the outside part of the plate for ball three.
Came a changeup again, Steven, and as you said, off that outside corner.
So three ball, two strike count. Leadoff batter here for the Lady Panthers in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 3-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is a hot shot over to shortstop. Shortstop up with it. Throws on over to first base for the out. Put out 6-3 there on the hot ground ball over to shortstop. Going to bring up to bat Aaron Huntsman, the shortstop.
Tell you what, Calvin's done a pretty good job over at first base, also digging some balls out of the turf.
out of turf. I want to say dirt all the time.
I was going to say dirt, but I caught myself.
So first pitch to Huntsman is going to be taken for a strike. So no ball, one strike count on Aaron Huntsman. She bats here with one out in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So swinging line drive, foul down the left field line. So Huntsman out in front of that hit a hard line drive, foul down the left field line. Count, no balls and two strikes, one out, nobody on.
There's a good possibility she may see changeup.
0-2 pitch is out.
Came a fastball.
Fastball out off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So one ball, two strike count to Huntsman. So 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's swung on and missed for strike three. So two outs here for the Lady Panthers, and that's going to bring up the bat first baseman Melanie Wood. So Wood to step in with two outs, bottom of the fourth.
Melanie with a hard single out into right field, her last at bat.
So first pitch coming to Wood. It's going to be taken in there for a strike. No ball, one strike count, two outs. Lady Panthers trail at 8-2. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So 0-1 pitch is swung on, hit over to third base. Third baseman up with it, on over to first for out number three. So that'll do it for the fourth inning. And your score after four, it's Shiner 8, Burton 2. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806.
877-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And welcome back to Yoakum High School as we are in the top half of the fifth inning, and leading it off for the Lady Comanches is catcher Kaylee Kupka. And she swings and misses at a pitch up right there. Tommy, she looked like she was trying to hit one.
Oh, no, that's you, right there. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, big swing there by Kupka.
Right out of her back shoe or back foot.
So next pitch swinging also fouls this one out of play over to the right side. So two strikes now on Kupka. Leadoff batter here in the top half of the fifth inning for the Shiner Lady Comanches as they lead it 8-2 in the top half of the fifth.
The other point, she could definitely play catcher for us also.
Yes. Very good behind the plate. So next pitch swinging. This is out to right field. Natalie Hody coming in, and she'll make the catch for out number one. So fly out to right field. Going to bring up Taylor Koshin. So Koshin will step in, one out here in the top half of the fifth inning. Lexi Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. She's pitching in relief of sister Lexi Brazier. So first pitch coming, swung on and fouled into the net for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Taylor Koshin. So 0-1 count, one out, nobody on, top half of the fifth inning.
Lex has been able to calm the flames a little.
So 0-1 pitch from Brazier, hot shot over to Paige Fritch at second. She's up with it, throws on over to Wood at first base for out number two. So two quick outs here for the Lady Panthers in the top half of the fifth inning. Going to take us back up to the top of the lineup for center fielder Haley Raddick.
Well, she's got an open stance, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. So first pitch is going to be taken. Fastball just up for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Haley Raddick. So two outs in the inning, top half of the fifth. Lady Panthers trail it 8-2. Next pitch swung on and foul back into the screen for strike one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So one thing, Tommy, they do not get cheated when they swing at these either.
No, no, not a bit.
So seen a lot of balls put in play tonight by the Lady Comanches, and a lot of balls that are hit hard by them. So 1-1 pitch on its way. This swung on and fouled over to the right side for strike two. So one ball, two strike count, two outs. Chance here for Lexi Brazier to get a 1-2-3 inning for the Lady Panthers. Get them back over there and get them back hit and try and chip away at this lead that the Lady Comanches have on them.
Well, it'd be nice to throw up another zero here.
So Brazier's 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to miss off the outside part of the plate for ball two. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the inning, nobody on. Brazier set on the rubber. Her 2-2 pitch is on its way. And that's swung on. Hit out to center field. Amaya Williams coming in, and she will not be able to make the catch. So falls in there for a single for Haley Raddick. So ball kind of hit off the end of the bat there, Tommy, and just kind of died when it got out
just
there to center
field.
Just
died real fast.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be an easy catch for Amaya, but.
Yeah, ball got out over there past second base and just kind of died. Looked like it was hit deeper than what it was. And Williams coming in, playing really deep back there on the close to the warning track on the fence. So first pitch swinging is Riley Fluitt. She's going to hit it down the right field line. It's going to be a fair ball. So that's going to score another run for the Lady Comanches as a little confusing there on the umpire call as he called foul first and then called fair. So Coach Zorn's going to come out. So Coach Zorn still talking to the home plate umpire as he made a foul call first and then changed it to fair real quick. It's kind of a little confusing on the call down the line down there. So we'll see as they conversate about this real quick over here. And I don't think this is going to go Coach Zorn's way as that will stay.
I wasn't watching the umpire. I was watching the ball. I'm not defending anybody, but it did hit on the line.
Yeah, so. It did hit fair. Umpire did make a foul call at first and then changed it back to fair. So it's going to go down as an RBI single for Riley Fluitt. So it's going to bring up to bat Addie Siegel.
Tell you what you don't want to do here is you don't want them to have a big inning here with two outs.
So pitch on its way to Siegel. She's swinging at the first pitch. Also, she'll foul this back into the screen for strike one. So just a reminder to mark your calendars. The 2026 UIL State Softball Championships take place May 28th through the 30th at Red and Charlene McCombs Field on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Scheduled spectator and ticket information can be found at uiltexas.org/softball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/softball. So the 0-1 pitch to Siegel is taken up and out for ball one. Evens up the count, 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs in the inning. Runner over at first base. Lady Comanches have scored another run here in the top half of the fifth. Push their lead out to 9-2. Pitch on its way. It's a base hit out to left field. So coming around second is Fluitt. She's going to come all the way around third and go back. And pulling into second base is going to be Addie Siegel on the double. So Fluitt rounded third base like she was coming home, Tommy, and all of a sudden put on the brakes and stopped right there.
Put on the brakes fast.
So that's going to bring up to bat pitcher Lauren Springfield.
Well, I'll tell you what, we don't need a base hit here.
So runners over at second and third with two outs. We're in the top half of the fifth inning, 9-2. First pitch misses inside for a ball. So Springfield steps out, gets a few words from her coach down there at third base, steps back in, the 1-0 count. And Brazier's 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to miss up high for ball two. So 2 balls and no strikes now on Lauren Springfield.
Well, you got an open base set at first base. If you do happen to walk her, there's nothing lost just yet.
So 2-0 pitch, 2 outs, runner second and third. 2-0 pitch is swung on and fouled into the net. Strike one. So 2-1 count, two outs. Runners on second and third. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Lady Panthers trail it 9-2. So Brazier's 2-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be down low for ball three. So takes the count out, three balls, one strike. So 3-1, two outs. Brazier's 3-1 pitch coming to Springfield is outside for ball four. So that'll load up the bases. So we're going to have a courtesy runner over there at first base.
That will be Grace Nevlid.
So Grace Nevlid on the run for pitcher Lauren Springfield. So going to bring up to bat for the Lady Comanches, Chloe Pulacek. So bases loaded, two outs. Top half of the fifth inning. Pulacek's had two doubles already on the night. First pitch is taken inside for ball one.
Three RBIs, correct?
Correct. So Pulacek was a big catalyst back in the first and second inning to get the Lady Comanches on the board. Umpire's going to call time here and walk over to the Burton dugout. And we're going to have a conversation with Coach Zorn over there. Not sure what this conversation is about. I think the umpire initiated that conversation on his own there. So,
I mean, what is this? I don't quite understand what this is about.
No, not real sure on this call here or what we're discussing over there, initiated here by the umpire as we have a little conversation with between him and Coach Zorn over there at the first base dugout. That conversation is over with and we'll get back to action here. So Pulacek with a one ball, no strike count, two outs. Top half of the fifth inning. Bases loaded. So 1-0 pitch coming from Brazier's down low for a ball, so it takes the count out to two balls and no strikes. So big pitch coming here from Brazier, 2-0 count. You would think she'd be swinging out of her shoes here if she gets something close to hit.
Oh my goodness.
That is up and out of the strike zone for ball three. So three ball, no strike count, nowhere to put Pulacek. Bases are loaded. All this action coming with two outs here in the top half of the fifth for the Lady Comanches. So Brazier's 3-0 pitch is on its way. That's in there for strike one. So takes the count, three balls, one strike, two outs.
Again, good job there by Lexi. Kept it knee high right on that outside corner. He'll give her that pitch.
So 3-1 pitch is on its way from Brazier. This is swung on and fouled into the net for strike two. So that's going to take the count out full. So three ball, two strike count now. Two outs. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Big pitch coming here for Lexi Brazier. Needs to get a strike here, get out of the inning with as least amount of damage as we can get here with the bases loaded.
Now the other thing, we don't want a gapper here either.
So that 3-2 pitch is on its way, swung on. It's a ground ball over to Huntsman at short. She's up with it on to first base for the third out of the inning. So the Lady Comanches will score one run, and your score at the end of 4.5. It's Shiner 9 and Burton 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spieth-Hecker certified paint and body shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to Yoakum High School as we start action in the bottom half of the fifth. First pitch coming to Kelly Landrenault is taking up for a ball. So one ball, no strike as the leadoff hitter for the Lady Panthers steps in here. Lady Panthers needing some base runners, needing some runs as they trail it here 9-2 in the bottom of the fifth. So that 1-0 pitch coming is taken for a strike. One ball, one strike now on Landrenault. So leadoff hitter here for the Lady Panthers. 1-1 count. Springfield's pitch is on its way. That is down for a ball. So two ball, one strike count. So 2-1 here. Bottom half of the fifth inning. 2-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be taken up for ball three. So three balls and one strike on leadoff hitter Landrenault here. Need a leadoff hitter on. They're going to roll it back to the top of the lineup to Lexi Brazier, who waits on deck. So Landrenault back in. 3-1 pitch. That's outside for ball four. So leadoff walk for the Lady Panthers here to start it for them in the top half of the fifth, bottom half of the fifth inning. And looks like we're going to get a...
That is her first walk.
We're going to get a pinch runner and a... Looks like we're going to get a pitching change. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer is almost here, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
All right, so pitching change for the Shiner Lady Comanches as Coley Polacek comes on to pitch for the Lady Comanches. And, Tommy, we've been saying her name wrong all night. Got a little correction over here.
You got it correct?
I got it corrected. Polacek? I got it, Polacek. We got Polacek right now, so we're good. So that's going to bring up to bat Lexi Brazier. She steps in here. Nobody out. Runner on at first base. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Lady Panthers trail it 9-2. First pitch in there for a strike to Lexi Brazier. So no ball, one strike count.
She picked up one thing. Blue strike zone.
So no ball, one strike pitch is on its way. It's swung on and missed by Lexi Brazier.
Tell you what, with Kolacic, you got just a little bit different look coming off that mound.
Yeah, a little bit different delivery there from Springfield. So 0-2 quickly on Brazier. She swings at a pitch down in the dirt for strike three. So kind of a wicked little off-speed pitch there.
Yeah, you watch her release also. Yeah. Unique release.
Yeah, very different on the release. So that's going to bring up Maya Williams. So Maya Williams had a solo home run her last time up to bat.
Going to be interesting to see how she pitches Amaya. So,
first pitch, fastball, swung on and missed for strike one.
She's not afraid either.
No, she's just going right after her. That looked like one of those rise balls they tell me about right there. It had a lot of rise on that pitch, so 0-1 pitch coming to Amaya Williams. This is going to be
came with a changeup.
Outside on the changeup for a ball. So one ball, one strike count. Lanternault over there at first base. One out. Lady Panthers trail it here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, 9-2.
Tell you what, she steps on that rubber with a lot of confidence.
So 1-1 pitch on its way. This is a pop foul out of play. It's going to be back here behind the stands. Going to take the count out to one ball, two strikes.
She had Amaya way out front.
So 1-2 count on Amaya Williams. So Williams is step back in there. Runner over at first base is Lanternault. One out. Bottom half of the fifth inning, 1-2 pitch is way up and out for a ball.
Ooh, that fastball took off.
So brings the count out, 2 balls and 2 strikes. You know, just by the umpire zone, what he's had so far, he's lay off those high pitches. He's not going to call that a strike. So 2-2's on its way, swung on, just foul down the third baseline. So hard hit ball down the third baseline, just foul for Amaya Williams. So count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes, one out. So Polacek on the mound in relief of Springfield for the Lady Comanches. 2-2 pitch on its way, way out for ball three. So going to run the count full to Amaya Williams. So 3-2 count, one out. Runner over at first base for the Lady Panthers. So that 3-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be outside for ball four. And then catcher's going to throw through at second base. So going from first to third is going to be Lanternault. So Williams over at first base on the walk. Lanternault's going to take third base on the throw by the catcher down to second base. So that's going to bring up to bat second baseman Paige Fritch.
Mental mistake there by the catcher.
Little mental mistake there by the Lady Comanche. Let's see if the Lady Panthers can capitalize off of that. So first pitch to Fritch is going to be in there for a strike. So Tommy, just like we talked about, they keep the ball down. They're going to get these calls from the umpire.
Oh, no, no doubt about it. He's had that low strike zone all night long.
So 0-1 pitch on its way to Fritch is going to be down just too low this time. It's going to even up the count, 1 ball and 1 strike. So runners at first and third and one out. So Lady Panthers looking to scratch out some runs here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So pitch on its way to Fritz, swung on and missed, and Maya Williams takes second base on the stolen base. So one ball, two strike count now on Fritz. Runner second and third, one out. Big opportunity here. Put the ball in play, score two runs. Kind of chip away at that lead.
Tell you what, size doesn't mean anything to Kolacic.
Just up for a ball.
Ooh.
Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes.
She just missed with that pitch.
So 2-2 on its way. That's in there. Called strike three. So down on strikes is Fritch for out number two in the inning. Going to bring up to bat right fielder Natalie Hody. So Hody steps in with two outs, runners at second and third base. Big opportunity here for Hody to drive in some runs. So first pitch coming to Hody is going to be in there for a strike. Count goes out to no balls and one strike on Natalie Hody. Two outs in the inning. Runners at second and third. So pitchers are ready. 0-1 pitch on its way to Hody. Swung on. Line drive. Base hit into left field. This is score one run. Williams is rounding third base. She'll come home and score two. So advancing on the throw home will be Hody over to second base. So two runs in for the Panthers. Big base hit for Natalie Hody. RBI single drives home two, so that's going to cut into the lead. So it takes our score to 9-4 now. It's going to bring up to bat catcher Layla Ellis. So big two-out hit by Natalie Hody. Cuts into that Shiner Lady Comanche lead. Bottom of the fifth, 9-4 now. First pitch coming to Ellis is swung on and fouled into the net. For strike one. So Tommy kind of got us a little bit of a new ball game going on.
Oh, yeah, got a little excitement here now.
Creeping a little bit closer there, cutting it down to 9-4. So Hody over at second base with two outs. Catcher Layla Ellis steps in, left-handed batter. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's swung on and fouled into the net for strike two. So no balls and two strikes now on Ellis. So we'll set it all back. 0-2 count on Ellis. So Polacek has a good changeup, Tommy. I bet we see that pitch right here. Be surprised if we saw something else. So 0-2 pitch is on its way, and that's going to be just misses. Just misses there. Down low for ball one. One ball, two strikes. So Ellis steps back in. 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down and low for ball two. Evens up the count. Two balls and two strikes. So 2-2, two outs, runner out at second base. Ellis will step out. So we're all set. 2-2 pitches on its way. That's down low. Nice block there by the catcher for Shiner. Keeps that ball from getting by, letting Hody get third base. Count runs full on Ellis. So 3-2 and two outs. So 3-2 pitch coming. Going to be inside for ball four. So hit it down to first base will be Ellis with the base on balls. Stepping up to bat is going to be Lacey Brazier.
Next up, number 13, Lacey Brazier.
So Brazier steps in, two outs, runners at first and second base. Two runs in this inning. We're in the bottom half of the fifth. Lady Panthers trail it 9-4. Pitch on its way to Brazier. Misses outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Lacey Brazier.
We may have one of those wild games like those Cub games last week.
Might have some of them wild ones going on here. We keep chipping away here. So 1-0 pitch coming to Brazier is going to be down low for ball two. So two balls and no strikes now. So definitely you can see a little bit of change with the pitching change now.
Kind of looked as though Shiner took their foot off the pedal a little bit. And
so 2-0 count on Lacey Brazier. 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Takes the count out. Two balls and one strike.
Just like that, Clo. You got this, Clo, right here.
So the Burton fan base increased because I see all the boys over there from the game, which Burton lost the second game 4-1, so they'll play again on Saturday.
Yeah, maybe.
And the 2-1 pitch is inside for ball three. So three balls and one strike now to Lacey Brazier.
It definitely doesn't hurt to kind of even the odds on the crowd here a little bit.
Yeah, we're not that far away from Shiner, about 12 miles, Yoakum to Shiner. So three ball, one strike count on Lacey Brazier. 3-1 pitch is swung on and tapped foul down the third base side. So that'll take the count out to 3-2 with two outs. Runners at first and second base. So Brazier steps back in. 3-2 count. Olacek on the mound in relief of Springfield. 3-2 pitch on its way. This is pop foul back into the screen. So count stays full. Three balls, two strikes. Two outs. The bottom half of the fifth inning, Lady Panthers trail it 9-4. So Brazier's in there. She's set in the box. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on. This is a tapper over to third base. Third baseman up with it on the first for the out. But the Lady Panthers 4-2 in your score at the end of five innings of play. It's Shiner 9, Burton 4, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Go fight and win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
And welcome back. We're back here in Yoakum High School as we start play in the top half of the sixth inning. Lady Panthers trail it 9-4 over the Shiner Lady Comanches. So, Tommy, we've had a interesting game one, interesting game two so far. Burton's in a win situation here in this game, but they want to go to game three on Saturday after losing game.
And believe it or not, the game's far from over.
Yeah. We thought we may be in for a quick game as the Lady Comanches jumped out to a 7-1 lead in the second inning, but the Lady Panthers have kind of chipped away now. We've got it down to 9-4 as we start play here in the top half of the sixth inning.
Okay, have you noticed what Coach Zorn has done? He flipped his pitchers again.
Yeah, so he's flipped his pitcher, so...
We have Lacey back on the mound and Lexi back at third.
So we've got a little bit of a flip of the Brazier Twins again on the mound.
Number 9, Reagan Fluid.
So stepping up to the plate for the Shiner Lady Comanches is going to be Reagan Fluitt.
Tell you what, the one thing we can say about Fluitt, she's played a solid third base.
Yes, she has. So first pitch to Fluitt in there for a strike. So Brazier hit, no balls and one strike. So 0-1 pitch coming to Fluitt. It's going to be up and out for a ball. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So leadoff batter here in the top half of the sixth inning. And Brazier's 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on. This is hit out to left center field for a base hit off the wall. Williams up with it, throws into second base, and pulling into second base with a leadoff double is Reagan Fluitt.
She stroked that one.
So line drive hit, one hops the wall out there in left center field. So leadoff double. It's going to bring up Cammy Cowan. She'll step in here with nobody out, runner at second base.
Yeah, I tell you, Coach Shiner saying, maybe I better get a couple of runs back.
So Burton just scored two in the bottom half of the fifth. First pitch swung on and missed by Cowan.
I tell you what, Kalachik made a heck of an effort getting out of an inning where Burton could have easily gotten a couple more runs.
Yeah, she got herself into a little bit of trouble, was able to work herself out of it there at the end. Burton only able to get two, but cuts the lead to 9-4. So 0-1 pitch, squares around the bunt, pulls it back at the outside pitch, so that's going to run outside for ball one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. So Cammy Cowan up to bat for the Lady Comanches here. Top half of the six. She'll step back in with 1-1 count. Brazier's 1-1 pitch. Squares around a bunt. Takes strike two. So that'll run the count out to one ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strike count on Cowan. So Brazier back up on the rubber. Getting her sign from Ellis. 1-2 pitch on its way. That's up high for ball two. So two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Runner over at second base. So Brazier set on the rubber. Her 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on, foul down the third base side. So count will stay, two balls and two strikes. So Cowan back in there. Brazier's 2-2 pitch swung on. Line drive fair down the left field line. That's going to score a run. Goes into the corner. It'll be a ground rule double for Cammy Cowan.
That ball was well hit also.
Cowan smashes one down the left field line for a double, scoring Reagan Fluitt from second base, so that's going to take our score out to 10-4 Shiner here as we're in the top half of the sixth inning. Nobody out. Up to bat now is catcher Callie Kupka.
Well, they got one of the two back.
They got one of the two back so far. Nobody out, runner at second base, so they're still batting here in the top half of the sixth. First pitch is going to be missing outside for a ball.
Let's go, Cal! Let's go, Callie! Callie, got it,
So one ball, no strike count. So Brazier's 1-0 pitch coming to Callie Kupka. It's going to be up high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes now. So Lacey Brazier on relief of Lexi Brazier. We're in the bottom, top half of the sixth inning. Pitch is going to be outside for ball three. So it takes the count out to three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 count. Runner over at second base. Nobody out. One run in for the Lady Comanches here in the top half of the sixth. 3-0 pitch is up for ball four. So Layla Ellis will call timeout. She's going to go have a little conversation out on the mound with her pitcher. Just try and settle Lacey Brazier down a little bit. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Tommy, just got to find a strike zone here and get you a ground ball, fly out or something. Just get that first out of the inning.
You need to get this young lady right here. We're fixing to go back to the top of the order.
So stepping up to bat is going to be Taylor Koshin for the Lady Comanches.
Been Koshin. Able to keep Koshin in check.
Yeah, Koshin steps in. First pitch, going to square around a bunt, going to pull it back for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Runners at first and second. I believe I'm doing the same philosophy as Coach right there. I'm going to sacrifice this bunt, get my runners over at second and third. I got the top of my lineup coming up. They've been crushing it so far up there at the top. So 1-0 count on Koshin. She's going to square, and runners will advance on the pass ball as Ellis unable to hang on to the pitch up and away. So sure the bunt will be off here as the runners have advanced to second and third. Nobody out. So 2-0 count on Taylor Koshin. Lacey Brazier back on the mound. 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down low for ball three. So three balls and no strikes. Nobody out in the top half of the sixth inning. Lady Panthers trail it 10-4. So Koshin steps back in with the 3-0 pitch is on its way. That's in there for a strike. So that'll take the count out to three balls and one strike.
Koshin definitely take it all the way.
Yeah, definitely not swinging at all at that 3-0 pitch. So Brazier goes to a 3-1 count. Nobody out, runner second and third. 3-1 pitch on its way in there for strike two.
You know, I really felt like she would take another strike. We'll see if Lacey can come back and get her now.
So 3-2 count on Koshin. Nobody out. Runners at second and third. 3-2 pitch from Brazier's on its way. Swung on. Smash down the third base side. Foul. So Koshin out in front of that one just a little bit. Hits it hard down the third baseline. Fouls. So we'll reset everything. Get the ball back in. Count stays full. So nobody out. Runners at second and third base. Brazier's 3-2 pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. So that's going to load up the bases, take us up to the top of the lineup. So, stepping in for the Lady Comanches is Haley Radicky. So Brazier set on the rubber. First pitch coming, going to be in there for a strike. So count, no balls and one strike. Bases loaded, nobody out. Top half of the sixth inning, Lady Panthers trail it 10-4. So Brazier's 0-1 pitch is swung on and smashed. Line drive about takes out the Shiner coach down there. Tommy, I didn't think he moved that fast.
Coach is going, just keep it fair.
Yeah.
You hit it that hard, keep it fair.
Line drive about head high right over there. And ducking and dodging down that line. So no balls and two strikes now. So 0-2 pitch is on its way down low in the dirt for a ball. One ball, two strikes. So one ball, two strike count, nobody out. Bases are loaded. So Brazier's got her sign from Ellis. A 1-2 pitch is going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So two balls and two strikes now. So Ellis giving her sign to Brazier. Brazier's got it. 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and hit out to the center field. Center fielder with the catch. Throw home will be cut off at the pitcher's mound. So sacrifice fly for Haley Radicky for out number one. Going to bring home Cammy Cowan on the play. Takes our score out to 11-4. Going to bring up to bat Riley Fluitt. So Fluitt will step in with runners at first and second base, one out.
Well, we're back to wiping out the two that Burton scored.
Yeah, so Shiner able to put two on the board here in the top of the sixth, erases the two that the Lady Panthers put in the bottom half of the fifth inning. First pitch from Brazier is in there for a strike to Fluitt. No ball, one strike count, one out. Runners over at first and second base.
Got it, five.
So Brazier, 0-1 pitch, swung on, foul back. Runs the count out to no balls and two strikes. So top half of the sixth inning, score 11-4 now. Shiner on top. No ball, two strike count on Riley Fluitt. Lacey Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. 0-2 pitch on its way. That is down and in for a ball. Takes the count to one ball, two strikes. Getting a little cool at the ballpark now after the sunset. Nice little breeze blowing in.
Nice breeze.
Great night for baseball, softball action. Baseball, Burton Panthers split their doubleheader. Next pitch is just off the outside part of the plate. Take the count out to two balls and two strikes.
Few oohs and ahs there from the Burton faithfuls,
yeah.
But the pitch was off the outside corner.
So pitch just missing off the outside part of the plate. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. One out, runners first and second. So Brazier set. The 2-2 pitch is outside for ball three.
Well, you don't want to lose her now. You're up 0-2.
Yeah, 3-2 count now on Riley Fluitt. Runners over at first and second. 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. Tapped foul at the plate. So 3-2, one out. Runners first and second. Top half of the sixth. Lady Panthers trail 11-4. So Brazier's 3-2. Strike three called on the outside corner. So down on strikes is Riley Fluitt for out number two. Going to bring up to bat shortstop Addie Siegel. So Siegel will step in with runners at first and second base. Two outs. First pitch to Siegel is off the outside part of the plate for ball one. I've never seen an umpire shake his head when somebody behind him is saying same pitch. Never seen that before. So one ball, no strike count to Siegel. And that 1-0 pitch is off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Two outs, runners over at first and second base. Two oh on its way, down low for ball three. So pushes the count out to three balls and no strikes. So Siegel will step out. She steps back in with the 3-0 count. Lacey Brazier's pitch is on its way, and that's going to miss a pie for ball four. So a four-pitch walk there for Siegel. Going to send her on down to first base and load up the bases again. This is going to bring up Lauren Springfield.
Move him low.
So Brazier's first pitch is going to be up high for a ball. So bases loaded, two outs. One ball, no strike count. Lady Comanche's looking to put this one away here in the top half of the sixth. Next pitch in there for a strike. Evens up the count. One ball and one strike. Need to get this out right here. Can't let this get any further out of hand than what it is. Get too many runs here. You're going to put the 10-run rule in effect here. So next pitch by Brazier in there for strike two.
Ooh,
so
came back with a really, really good changeup.
So one ball, two strike count now. Two outs. Bases are loaded. So 1-2 on its way from Brazier. Down low in the dirt, blocked by Ellis. So runs the count out to two balls and two strikes.
Now that's the other thing you don't want is a pass ball. And the runner comes in from third and you move the other two up to second and third.
So 2-2 count, two outs, bases loaded, 2-2 pitch on its way, swung on, ground ball over to third. Brazier will pick it up, step on the base at third for the third out of the inning. But the Lady Comanches score two, and makes our score a Shiner 11, Burton 4, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to the regional finals here as the Burton Lady Panthers trail it 11-4 as we start playing the bottom half of the sixth inning. Do or die game two here for the Lady Panthers. They lost the first game 8-2, Tommy. So got to scratch out some runs, find a way here as they trail it by 7 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth. So Lady Panthers need a big inning here as they'll have the 7, 8, and 9 hitters up for them to lead it off. So leading it off for the Lady Panthers is shortstop Aaron Huntsman.
Be nice if you could scratch away, get 3 or 4, and make it a ball game in the last inning. But then again, you know, maybe we could have a big inning.
Yeah. Got to scratch something out here. I think the key here is just be patient at the plate. Umpire strike zone a little bit tight all night, but he's been consistent with it. I wouldn't be swinging at anything up around the belt or higher. Don't think you're going to get that call unless
he just has not given that strike just above the belt.
So first pitch to Huntsman is down low for a ball. So Lady Panthers need base runners. Some base runners on. Turn it over to the top of your lineup. See what happens here. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Evens up the count. 1-1. So Polacek on the mound for the Lady Comanches, and her 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball. So they're going to run the count out to 2-1. So 2-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on, hit down the first baseline. First baseman's going to knock it down, and she'll pick it up and step on the bag. So hot shot over there to first base. She's able to knock it down, pick it up, step on the bag for out number one.
Tell you, ball hit really well. first baseman gets in front of it, knocks it down, and just take your time and get the easy out.
So hard hit ball, just played it off her body there, knocked it down. Found the ball back, picked it up, stepped on first base in time for the out. So one out for the Lady Panthers here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Going to bring up to bat first baseman Melanie Wood.
You know, by these Shiner Lady Comanches, I mean, they have, for 12 innings, they've just played solid defense.
Very solid. So first pitch in there for a strike. So very solid defense by Shiner tonight. You almost got to tip your hat to him.
Oh, no. I mean,
the third baseman over here at third base has played a whale of a game for them. So 0-1 pitch misses down for a ball. So evens up the count at 1-1.
But they always say, when your defense makes the plays, you're going to be in the ball games.
So 1-1 pitch coming. This is swung on. This is hit deep to left field. Going back, and that's off of the wall fair. So pulling up to second base with a ball off the fence in left field is Melanie Wood. So Wood making a bid for a home run there. Hits it off the about halfway up the wall down the left field line. So she'll pull in to second base with a one-out double. So that's going to bring up Landrinal. She steps in here with one out, runner over at second base. So Wood
second hit of the evening for Melanie Wood.
Wood just missing a home run there. So first pitch to Landrenault is taken in there for strike one. So one out, runner over at second base.
I'll tell you what, it's 2 weeks in a row, Stephen. We've seen a little bit of everything.
Seen just a little bit of everything. You never know what you're going to see when you show up at the park. So a little bit of everything. Had some wild games with Cub baseball last weekend.
Wow.
Oh, that pitch is going to hit Landrenault. So she'll take her base over there at first base. So two on now with one out. And that's going to turn it over to the top of the lineup for the Lady Panthers. As coming to the plate is Lexi Brazier. And we're going to have a little coach's visit here on the pitching mound. And looks like we may have pitching change here. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studios for 60 seconds from our sponsors. And I guess we'll keep it right here. So we'll stay here with you as the pitching change is taking place here. Looks like we've got a couple different changes going on here.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to see.
Let's see what we got going on. See if we can get some numbers here. Okay, so.
Just a minute. I'll get it. Is that Cowan?
So let's see who's coming
in. Oh, we got Moore here.
All right, looks like that's 12. So that's going to be...
That'd be Siegel.
So Siegel's going to come in to pitch for the Shiner Lady Comanches. So had a bunch of changes going on over here as it looks like Springfield's back in the game over maybe
I think
at
she
first
looks
base.
Like she's going to go to first base.
Yeah. Looks like first base is going to go over to... center field, maybe somebody's got to come in and play shortstop for Siegel.
Yeah.
So once we get it, we'll see who's over there at shortstop. So pitching change for the Lady Comanches here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. They have 11-4 lead, one out. Burton will have two runners on when we come back to live action here as Siegel completes her warm-up.
Looks like we're going to be here a while, so I guess I can pull out the binoculars.
Find out where all these changes went for us over here. So we saw a lot of girls. Yeah, it looks like 51 is over at short. So that was center fielder. So that's going to be
yes.
So that's going to be Haley Radicke. Over at shortstop. Eight is still at second. So we're still good with that one. So stepping in for the Lady Panthers. We're back to the top of the order as Lexi Brazier steps in for the Lady Panthers here. So first pitch coming, her swung on. This is hit out to right field. Right fielder coming in. Makes a sliding catch for the out. So out number two on the sliding catch by the right fielder.
That was Cowan. Cowan's in right field.
So Cowan out in right field with a sliding catch. So brings up to bat a Maya Williams. So Williams a bat with runners at first and second base. Two outs. Lady Panthers trailer here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, 11-4. So first pitch to Williams. Swung on, smash down the left field side. That's going to score one. Other runner coming in to third. Williams pulls up at second base with a double. So one run in as Melanie Wood, a score on the double. So Landrenault goes to third. Amaya Williams pulls in at second base with the double. So that'll take our score out to 11-5 now as Burton still trails it here, bottom of the sixth inning. So brings up to bat Paige Fritch.
You play long enough, Amaya has her typical game.
So first pitch to Fritch is down low for a ball. So another opportunity here for the Lady Panthers to get a few more runs in here. They can score two runs. It's going to make it interesting as we go to the seventh inning, so pitch on its way to Fritch. Foul back right at me. I was ducking out of the way like it was going to hit me, Tommy.
I'm telling you, I blinked. Didn't duck, but I blinked. So same difference.
So count goes one ball, one strike, two outs, runners at second and third. So 1-1 pitch is on its way. Fritch is going to pop this one up over to the right side. First baseman going over, and she'll make the catch for out number three. So that'll do it here for the sixth inning. Panthers able to score one. Your score at the end of six, Shiner 11, Burton 5. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you, Diamond and Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N, let's go Burton! B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
And welcome back as we start the top half of the seventh inning. Up first for the Shiner Lady Comanches is Chloe Polacek. So she'll step in here, first batter of the inning for Shiner, and she'll take a ball outside. So had a lot of changes in the bottom half of the sixth inning for the Lady Comanches. So Burton able to scratch out one run there, and here's a hot shot down the left field line for Polacek. She'll round first base, hit over to second base, and pull in with a stand-up double to lead it off for the Lady Comanches here in the top half of the seventh inning. So it just seems, Tommy, Burton chips away at things in the bottom half of the inning, and then right back come the Comanches. A lot of crooked numbers up there on the board, scoreboard for the Lady Comanches. So that's going to bring up to bat number nine, Reagan Fluitt.
Looks like an odd chessboard.
Yeah. So top half of the seventh inning, nobody out. First pitch to Fluitt is up high for a ball. So Lacey Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. Started the game, got relieved by Lexi Brazier, and then re-entered the game back in the fifth inning.
Fluitt with a doubler last at bat and scored on the double by Cowan.
1-0 pitch is in there on the outside corner for strike one. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. So one ball, one strike count. Runner over at second base. Nobody out. Top half of the seventh inning. 1-1 pitch is swung on. Hit back up the middle. This is Huntsman over. She's going to throw on to first base. And umpire says out at first base. So Shiner coach is going to call time and go over to the umpire at first base. He's had a rough night over there tonight, Tommy. He called one foul, then he said it was fair. I think he pretty well missed this call over there at first base, too. I believe Wood was off the base on that. So let's see what happens here as they'll get together and talk about this. See who else was watching the call over there. And we have a meeting of the minds.
I'm going to say no, they're not going to reverse this one.
And they call her safe. So they do reverse the call.
Oh, my goodness.
Safe at first base on the throw over to first base is Reagan Fluitt. So staying at second base on the ground ball to the shortstop is Chloe Polacek. So that's going to bring up to bat Cammie Cowan. And Coach Zach Zorn is going to go out to the mound, have a visit out here on the mound, see what we do here.
Coach Zorn didn't question that. So
no.
I think he knew. I think they got the call right.
Yeah, they got the call right over there. She came off the base with the errant throw. He's going to go out there, and he's had a little trouble with that guy over there on the first base side with the umpire out there. He's had a little bit of a rough night. So I think what Coach Zorn is questioning out here is, did the runner interfere with that play over there with the shortstop? Play was pretty close over there at second base, and they'll have a discussion about this, but I do not think this is going to be overturned. Here's the umpires are going to get back together again.
Oh, my
gosh. So we're going to talk about it again here and see what we're going to do on this play. So I've seen more meetings with umpires in a game than I've ever seen at a game.
I have never seen an interference call other than when the ball hit the runner.
Yeah, and they're going to call her safe over there. So everybody's safe. So now we'll get back to Cammie Cowan, who steps in. I believe the Shiner coach is going to put in a pinch runner over here at first base for Reagan Fluitt. And pinch runner is going to be number 11.
That will be Alexis Molina.
Alexis Molina on the run over there at first base for Fluitt. So nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Runners at first and second base. Stepping up the bat will be Cammie Cowan.
No outs.
Nobody out here. Lacey Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. So first pitch to Cowan. She squares around the bunt, takes it for a ball outside. So one ball, no strike count on Cowan. As we played a marathon game here of seven innings here in the second game. Lady Panthers trail it 11-5. So next pitch, squares around the bunt, fouls this one off at the plate. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
I believe we're going to let Darryl drive to Burton.
Yeah, I think Darryl can drive to Burton, and then we'll just drop him off, and I'll just take the reins the rest of the way.
Really?
So Cowan steps back in, 1-1 count. Brazier's pitch on the way, squares around the bunt, fouls this bunt off behind the plate. So takes the count out to one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 count on Cowan. Nobody out. Runners over at first and second. Top half of the seventh inning. Lady Panthers down 11-5.
Is the Shiner coach trying to get the run back?
I guess he's trying to get that run back that the Panthers scored in the bottom half of the sixth. So 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is tapped back to the mound. Pitcher up with it. On over to first base for out number one. Runners will move up a base.
Well, it's basically a sacrifice anyway. One of the runners is second and third.
Basically like a sacrifice. So runners now at second and third base. One out in the inning. So brings up the bat catcher Callie Kupka. So Kuka step in with runners at second and third base, one out. So Ellis gets the sign from the dugout. Brazier set. First pitch coming to Kupka is in there for a strike.
At the rate we're going, Steven, both teams, they can just stay at school and go to breakfast.
Pretty much just go back and go to breakfast when you get back home. So 0-1 pitch coming from Brazier. Going to be swung on and missed at the off-speed pitch.
Okay.
So no balls and two strikes.
Lacey came with that changeup, and she couldn't have thrown a better changeup.
So put that changeup right on the outside part of the plate. 0-2 is Kupka now. So Brazier's 0-2 pitch on the way. Off speed, misses this time on the outside part of the plate. So that'll take the count out to one ball, two strikes. So Kupka steps back in, runners at second and third base, 1-2 count. So Brazier's 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and hit foul down the third baseline.
Coach still moving good over there.
Still moving around over there in that coaching box, getting out of the way.
Got it, Cal.
So one ball, two strike count, one out, runners at second and third base. So Kupka back in there, 1-2 pitch on its way. This is down low for a ball. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count, one out, runner second and third. So Brazier set, 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is up high for ball three. So three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 count, one out. Runners at second and third base. Brazier's 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, hit down the left field line. Just foul. So Kupka just misses a line drive double down the left field line by about 2 feet down there.
If that ball stays fair, you get two more, and she ends up at second, as you said.
So we'll do it all over again on the 3-2 pitch. 3-2 pitch is going to miss outside for ball four. So Coop's going to take a walk and load the bases up. So bases loaded now for Taylor Koshin's going to step in. And we're going to have a timeout as we're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher over there. So coming in, that courtesy run is going to be number three.
Three, okay. Allison Brown.
Number eight, Taylor
Hogan. So Allison.
Let's go, TK.
Addison, excuse me.
Courtesy runner for the catcher over at first base. Bases loaded, one out. Stepping up is Taylor Koshin. First pitch to Koshin is outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Koshin. So Koshin back in, 1-0 count. Brazier's 1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on, hit down to third base. It's going to be off of Brazier at third base, but picked up by Huntsman backing up the play. She flips over to third for the force out at third, but scoring on the play will be Polacek. So force out over at third base for out number two on the fielder's choice.
And a mental error by the runner going from second.
So that's going to take us back to the top of the lineup. And first pitch is going to be a pass ball. It's going to get by Ellis. So both runners are advanced up to second and third. So with the run scored there by Shiner, that puts our score at 12-5. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. So one ball, no strike count. Pitch on its way down low for ball two.
So basically we're back to square one.
Back to square one. We're back to that seven-run lead again. So 2-0 count. Brazier set, 2-0 pitch on its way up high for ball three. So runs the count out to three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 count, two outs, runners at second and third. 3-0 pitch on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. So it takes the count out to three balls and one strike now. Brazier's 3-1 pitch in there for strike two. Takes the count full. So 3-2, two outs, runner second and third. Brazier's 3-2 pitch swung on, hit over to Huntsman at shortstop. She's up with it, on over to first base, unable to scoop it out at first is Wood. So scoring on the play is Kupka. Moving over to third base is Koshin. And safe over at first is Ratke. That's going to bring up to bat Riley Fluitt. So runners first and third, two out. Runner at first on the move on the pitch, but foul down the third baseline. So first and third, two outs. Brazier back up on the rubber. 0-1 pitch on its way, down low, blocked by Ellis. Takes the count out, one ball, one strike. So Fluitt a step back in, 1-1 count. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed by Fluitt.
You think that might have been a protection swing?
Kind of looked like it. Radke on the move down there to second base. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third base. So Brazier's 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on and fouled over to the third base dugout. Count will stay one ball, two strikes. Two outs. Runners at second and third base. Two runs in the top half of the seventh for the Lady Comanches. 1-2 pitch taken up high for a ball. Evens up the count. Two balls and two strikes. Lady Panthers now trail it 13-5. So Brazier's 2-2 pitch swung on, just foul down the third baseline.
Wow.
The runner at third had to jump over that ball as it was hit down the third baseline. Goes foul by about a foot. Count stays two balls and two strikes, two outs. 2-2 pitch down low in the dirt for ball three. Going to take the count out full to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 count. Brazier's 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, hit fair this time down the third baseline. Fielded by Brazier behind the bag, over to first for out number three. And that'll do it for the Lady Comanches in the top of the seventh, but they're able to score two. And your score is now Shiner 13, Burton 5. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
K&H Portable Toilets. Celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Go Panthers!
And welcome back to Yoakum High School. It's do or die time for the Burton Lady Panthers as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lady Panthers trail it 13-5. Leading it off for the Lady Panthers will be right fielder Natalie Hody. So Hody steps in. Lady Panthers need some base runners. See if they can make it interesting here in the bottom half of the seventh. First pitch coming in there for strike one. So Hody takes strike one on the first pitch. So she'll step back in. 0-1 count. 0-1 pitch on its way. Going to be outside for ball one. One ball, one strike count. So leadoff batter for the Lady Panthers here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed by Hody. Takes the count out to 1-2. So 1-2 count. And 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Hody goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Going to bring up to bat catcher Layla Ellis.
Up to bat number 2, Layla Ellis.
So Ellis steps in. One out in the inning. Nobody on. Bottom half of the seventh. Lady Panthers down 13-5. First pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. So Ellis steps back in. That 0-1 pitch is on its way. Swung on. Grounded over to second base. Second baseman up with it. On the first for out number 2. So Lady Panthers down to their last out.
Let's go,
stepping up the bat for the Lady Panthers will be Lacey Brazier. So Brazier steps in, 2 outs. Bottom of the seventh. First pitch misses down for ball one. One ball, no strike count on Lacey Brazier. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be down low for ball two. So two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 pitch is on its way. Be in there for strike one. So two balls and one strike. Lady Panthers down to their last out. 2-1 pitch is on its way. This swung on, hit deep out to left field. Left fielder going back, and that ball's going to be over her head and off the wall. So Lacey Brazier with a two-out double. Going to bring up to bat shortstop Aaron Huntsman.
That'll make Lacey's night a little bit better. She flied to the catcher, out 6-3 and out 5-3, so gets that double off the wall.
So two outs, runner on second base. First pitch to Huntsman, misses for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Aaron Huntsman.
That was a rarity.
The 1-0 pitch, that one's in there for a strike. One ball, one strike now. So 1-1 count, two outs, runner on second base. 1-1 pitch to Huntsman, swung on and missed for strike two.
Lady Panthers down to their last strike now.
So 1-2 count, two outs. 1-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be way high for a ball. Moving over to third base will be Lacey Brazier. So that'll take the count out to two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on, hit out to right field, fairly deep. Right fielder moves over, though, makes the play for out number three. And that'll do it for our ball game as the Burton Lady Panthers fall to the Shiner Lady Comanches 13-5. And we'll be back for post-game show after a word from our sponsor.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
And welcome back as we start post-game wrap-up here for the Burton Lady Panthers as they fall in Game 2 to the Shiner Lady Comanches. So congratulations to the Shiner Lady Comanches as they are the region champions here out of Region 4. So they'll be moving on to the state semifinal game next week against an opponent to be determined, I guess, tomorrow or so in that game. So good season, though, for the Burton Lady Panthers. They just come up short and lose a doubleheader today to Shiner, 8-2 in the first game and 13-5 in Game 2. And we'll be back with more of our post-game show after a word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers! All the way to state! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panther softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs. and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
And welcome back as we wrap it up here in game number two as the Burton Lady Panthers fall to the Shiner Lady Comanches 13-5 in game two. Tommy, game one, 8-2 loss by the Lady Panthers. Kind of same thing happened to him in game number two. Started out with some mental mistakes there in the first couple innings, got him down to a big deficit in that first inning.
No doubt about it. And, you know, what didn't make matters any better, when you give up four runs in the top of the first, you find yourself trying to get back into the ball game, and you haven't even had an at bat yet. So.
Yeah, haven't even had an at bat. They were down 4-1 after the first, and then down 7-1 after two. Just couldn't get past that deficit. Every time they'd score a couple runs, Shiner would come back in the very next inning and match them. So hats off to Shiner. They play a heck of a game on defense. Third baseman over there, just a great little player over at third base. Just scooped up just everything Burton was putting over there.
I was just explaining that to Doug. They're such a fundamentally sound softball team defensively, and when you make the plays that they made, you're going to be in every ball game that you play.
Yeah, hats off to the Lady Comanches, and we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more of the post-game show shortly.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And we're back here over at Yoakum High School as we begin to wrap things up a little bit. Just a reminder, tune in to KWHI tomorrow at 4:30. In the afternoon. All-star time is just around the corner for Washington County Little League, so we'll have an announcement of the district-only all-stars at 4:30 tomorrow on KWHI. So it'll be all of them. Doug says it'll be all of them, so we'll know all the all-star Little League all-stars coming up, so you'll catch all that action over the summer on KWHI as well, as I'm sure it will be spread out everywhere for those games, and take care of those. So as we come back over here to Yoakum High School here, unfortunately for the Lady Panthers, they lose it tonight. Five seniors on the Lady Panther team. So congratulations to those five girls out there who will be moving on and won't be coming back. Burton's still a fairly young team, Tommy. So look for them to be back in action again next year, probably make a run at their district. Also, I know districts change over there. They're moving to a different district, going to have a little bit different competition over there. So as we move on along here with our post-game wrap-up, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenduratile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Lady Panther softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back here as we're back at Yoakum High School. Burton Lady Panther softball as they lose both games to the Shiner Lady Comanches. So Shiner Lady Comanches, winners of the regional final here, moving on to the state semifinals next week. Just a reminder of Burton baseball will be coming up Saturday. Burton baseball ends up splitting tonight. Winning game one, 13-0, and then losing game two, 4-2. So they'll be back over here at Yoakum High School on Saturday at 1 o'clock. So we'll have a 12:30 pregame on KWHI, 1 o'clock first pitch for Doug and Daryl on that call over there. So make sure y'all tune in and listen to Burton Baseball. But, Tommy, as we wrap it up over here, we were thinking about who we could have as our player of the game for the Lady Panthers. And we threw a couple names out of there.
We definitely had a couple of names. But, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go with Natalie Hody. She had a couple of hits, had a couple of RBIs, Played some good defense out in the field. When you have a game like we had today, when you get yourself in a hole and plus the pitching wasn't just really like it really should have been or could have been.
Yeah, pitching a little bit off and just a couple mental miscues there by the Lady Panthers early on kind of got them down and never really could recover from the little miscues that they had. Not so many errors, but maybe just some mental mistakes that they had in there that kind of cost them a couple plays, throwing the ball probably in the wrong spot a couple different times. But, stuff that can be cleaned up over the summertime and into the fall next year. You got a young team there, so they're still learning. Like we said earlier, congratulations to the five seniors that will be graduating this year for the Lady Panthers. And so with that, we'll send it back to the studios, and we'll be back for one final wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And welcome back over here to Yoakum High School as we wrap it up here for Burton Lady Panther softball for the year as the Lady Panthers fall two games to the Shiner Lady Comanches. But, Tommy, great first game we had. A couple little miscues kept Burton from getting in there. And then the second game, Shiner comes out all fired up, scores seven runs in the first two innings.
I tell you what, you know, when they come out and, you know, They win that first game, and then you come out, you're the visiting team, and you come up and put four runs on the board. You find yourself in a hole, and sometimes it just takes a little bit more to dig out of that hole, and it was just a little bit too much to dig out.
Yeah,
you know, great job. Really proud of Coach Zorn's team. A very, very great group of young ladies, and it'll be real exciting to see the path that they take a year from now.
See what happens to them a year from now. They're going to lose a big hitter in Amaya Williams as she's going to graduate and move on to college and play some college softball out there. But a lot of players coming back for the Lady Panthers, so look forward to seeing them in action next spring when they get it all wound up again. So for Stephen and Tommy, we'll say so long from y'all from Yoakum High School, and good luck to the Burton baseball team on Saturday, and everyone have a good night.
Play ball!
Tonight's broadcast of the Burton Panthers softball playoff game was made possible by Blue Bow Aquatic Center, Kingsbury Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Meat Reality. Quality Class, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Trails Master Cleaning and Mulching, Burnham Collision Center, Burton Veterinarian Clinic, Dahlman & Associates, Plan North Architecture, Fantown Caterpie, Carmel Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Business State Bank, T&T Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Glenn College, CGM Pipe and Steel, Wellman Insurance, Royal Oak Capital, Burton ISD, Family, Daryl, Katie, Trent, and Tucker, BVR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Burnham National Bank, Kimberly Construction, Mattress Guys, Tiger Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Pape Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Service, The Paint Warehouse, Coaches Insurance, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of Cambridge Eye Sports.